This is Candace Rowan with Aquila Group of Funds. I'm joined today by Jeff Hanna, Portfolio Manager of Aquila Narragansett Tax-Free Income Fund. Jeff has been in the bond business for nearly 30 years and has been managing the fund since 2004. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you.
This is the time of year, it's April, when investors would normally be worried about filing tax returns, which typically gives us an opportunity to remind them about the benefits of investing in tax-exempt municipal bonds. But since we recently just experienced one of the most precipitous market declines in modern history, and tax day has been rescheduled due to COVID-19, let's focus today on what happened in the month of March in the first quarter and then how it impacted municipals. And I'd also like to get your thoughts on what we have in store for the remainder of 2020. So to start, the municipal bond asset class is typically a place of respite for investors during times of economic unrest. But the recent virus-induced market volatility took municipal bonds on a ride along with other bond sectors and equities. Jeff, can you give our listeners insight on how investor sentiment changed and the impacts that had on the bond market?
Sure. I think, you know, obviously we're in very, very difficult times currently and with the coronavirus. And I think what you find during times of stress across the board, the correlations of asset classes tend to go to one. In other words, they all seem to move in the same direction. And that's a little bit of what we've seen in here. But I think with respect to the municipal bond market, what we've seen, particularly in March, you had more of an impact from some large players, municipal bond players, funds and ETFs that were needed to sell bonds. And what you had was a real more sales than you had purchases. And, the buyers couldn't absorb the bonds. So the way that the market takes interprets that is it lowers the price, increases the yields. And we saw that, considerably. I mean, more than at areas and spreads and movements that I have never seen in nearly 30 years of being in this business. What you did have is about $2.5 billion of leverage investment strategy that went awry, and short-term interest rates and borrowing costs spiked. So this is what really drove municipal bonds to also join the equities and other bond sectors to negative returns for the first part of the month.
How has the fund's investment approach handled the recent volatility, and were you able to locate opportunities among some of those price dislocations?
Yeah, well, an increase in volatility always leads to opportunities, and I manage the fund. I'm always looking for that, making sure that, again, we have our eyes out for anything that comes about. And I think it's, the market was way oversold, and as many people observed, came back very quickly. But the idea behind this is really not to panic, look to understand why the movements are happening, and then look to the opportunities that are being presented. And then longer term, look to see if there are longer term impacts that, are underlying or fundamental to the overall market or to the, overall bond or sector within the municipal bond market.
We know that most municipalities entered the year with strong revenue growth and solid fundamentals after a strong recovery, but it's unknown kind of what's going to happen with what we're dealing with from a health crisis here in the United States. Are you concerned about revenue declines in Rhode Island with the way things are right now, and what are you monitoring closely?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the states over the years, really since the Great Recession, have rationalized themselves. And as you mentioned, we have seen a few years here of increased tax revenues, budget surpluses, establishment or increasing rainy day funds. So from that standpoint, the municipalities, the states are certainly better prepared than they were back in 2008. But again, was experiencing something here that we have never seen before. Short term, I think, out maybe 3 months or so, things will be fine. We get kind of back on our feet and things get back to normal. The economy gets started back up and people get back to work. If it's longer than that, you know, maybe greater than 6 months, 6 to 9 months or so, there'll be some other issues. But we have seen the Federal Reserve come in and basically become the last resort. And we've also seen the fiscal side of things with the stimulus program that are coming into place that are actually providing some help to the states and then also the cities and towns.
Considering that we could be moving towards a recession, can you give our listeners your thoughts on future volatility for the remainder of this year and thoughts on the next few quarters?
Sure. Yeah, again, with the increase in volatility, certainly uncertainty within the markets, I think states need to you know, be creative about their programs at both the you know, state and local levels. You know, interest rates, I think, will continue to remain low. You will see movements in the yield curve. We have seen that more recently. And I think, you know, oversight of the portfolio, looking at sectors as well, you know, making sure that, you know, keeping a watchful eye on particular credits, particular sectors that may be impacted more than others. And again, being as well diversified within the state as possible, which I've made every attempt to do over the last number of years, and making sure that we can all ride this out.
Thanks, Jeff, for joining me and for all of this insight.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Before investing in the fund, carefully read about and consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information found in the fund prospectus. The prospectus is available from your financial advisor when you visit aquilafunds.com or call 800-437-1020. Information regarding holdings is subject to change and is not necessarily representative of the entire portfolio. Mutual fund investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible. Investments in bonds may decline in value due to rising interest rates, a real or perceived decline in credit quality of the issuer, borrower, counterparty, or collateral, adverse tax or legislative changes, court decisions, market or economic conditions. Fund performance could be more volatile than that of funds with greater geographic diversification. The fund seeks to provide as high a level of income exempt from state and federal income tax as is consistent with capital preservation. For certain investors, some dividends may be subject to federal and state income taxes, including the alternative minimum tax, referred to as AMT. Please consult your tax professional. Independent rating services such as Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch assign ratings which generally range from AAA, highest, to D, lowest, to indicate the creditworthiness of underlying bonds in the portfolio. Where the independent rating services differ in the ratings they assign to an issue or do not provide a rating for an issue, the highest available rating is used in calculating allocations by rating. Pre-refunded or escrowed bonds are issued for the purpose of retiring or redeeming an outstanding bond issue at a specific call date. Until the call date, the proceeds of the bond issuance are typically placed in a trust and invested in U.S. Treasury bonds or state and local government securities. Modified and effective duration both measure the value of a security in response to a change in interest rates. Effective duration also takes into account the effect of embedded options. The weighted average life, also referred to as weighted average maturity, is a reflection of the quickness with which the principal of an issue is expected to be paid. A credit spread is the difference in yield between two bonds of similar maturity but different credit quality. Taxable equivalent yield is the return that is required on a taxable investment to make it equal to the return on a tax-exempt investment. For certain investors, net investment income tax, known as NIIT, may apply. NIIT is a 3.8% tax established by the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act that applies to the lesser of the net investment income or a taxpayer's modified adjusted gross income in excess of an applicable threshold amount. The acronym PERS, P-E-R-S, stands for Public Employee Retirement System. The acronym PERA, P-E-R-A, stands for Public Employee Retirement Association. The CARES Act stands for Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Yield refers to the earnings generated and realized on an investment over a specific period of time. Yield is expressed as a percentage based on the investment amount, current market value, or face value of the security. and includes the interest earned or dividends received from holding a particular security. Yield ratio represents the comparison of the expected yield of one bond to the expected yield of another. A yield ratio is important when deciding whether to invest in one bond or another. Generally, the higher yield is considered better.